I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hospitals and clinics in Java, Indonesia's quake zone remain overwhelmed with patients and homeless a week after the disaster. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer.
Our focus is on clinics at this moment, and together with us are transporting a field hospital which should be in operation today. As you know, the existing hospitals are unable to carry the load.
Kramer says they're laying the groundwork for longer-term ministry. However, their church partner desperately needs prayer and funding. Next, this Sunday, millions will gather worldwide for the Global Day of Prayer. Living Water International's Dennis Anderson is on a team in Jakarta, Indonesia.
As we looked at the situation, it became aware that they did not need our aircraft, and the communications needs weren't needed there either. So we ended up deploying some of our students that were in language study to go serve as translators to help foreign medical personnel.
Living Water's goal is to provide not only safe drinking water, but also to open the door for the gospel. And Sat7 just marked its 10th year of outreach to the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7's Terry Ascott says they celebrated Wednesday in Lebanon with a live two-hour broadcast that reached audiences throughout the region. A decade ago, there were lots of naysayers, but today, Sat7 is looking ahead.
One of our immediate goals is to try and develop a critical mass of programming in Turkish for the Turkish-speaking areas of the Middle East, and Farsi for Iran and Afghanistan, where it's understood quite well. We've also got a vision to have a children's channel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.